John Blackie, you're taking a small team to the Tote Racing Centre in Launceston on Sunday. Only three to go around. Have a look at the first one. Red Willow in race three. An Emergency is going to get a run. Only had the one start. What can you tell us about Red Willow?
She's had one run there and done a few things wrong, but got the blinkers on her this time, and her work's been good, and she should improve, even though I think down the track she's going to run a good 1400 to 1600 and perhaps could be a classic filly later down the tracks.
Is she a nice type?
She's a nice type. She's got a bit of length about her and a good size, so the distance will probably be a bit short, but if she's with the blinkers on, she should be working home at the finish.
All right. Over to race number five. Got Avery Mass going around. Avery Mass has been knocking on the door. You've got a 3 kilo claim for Johnny Lux, carrying 52. Probably gets her chance here.
Yes, she's been racing very well this campaign, and I think her runs are better than what it suggests, but I reckon they've been going too early on her. So, you know, she's got a good sprint on her, but they've been letting her rip from about the 700, and time she hits the straight there, she's level with the leaders and just can't keep going. So Hopefully we can hold her up a bit more on Sunday, and she can finish the race off better. But I think she'll probably run a decent, strong mile this time.
Okay, well, because she has a loom to win her past couple, and obviously that's the reason why they did take off too early.
I reckon they're going too early on a Pete, yeah. So if we can hold her up a bit, I think she'll finish the race off better and be very competitive over the 1600.
Okay, in the last race eight, you've got North Ladd, and he's had the two runs back this time in. I thought his first up run was terrific. He only got beaten a length, finished fifth, and he was belting home at the business end last time when he ran second. This is a really nice race for him over the 1220 metres.
Yeah, he drops in class from back to a class four, and his favourite jockey back on him. So decent barrow draw, loves the 1200 at Mowbray, and if he gets the right run in the race, and he'll be powering home at the finish, and he should be very hard to beat.
Of course, we're talking about Talia Rotter, and she's riding in great form. She had four winners last Sunday, and she'd probably win on a broomstick. He's drawn barrier two, and he can go forward to make use of that barrier early.
He can do, but I think there's a lot of pace in the race there, and as we say, after they go a furlong, if he was in fifth or sixth position, I don't think they'd beat him after that.
All right, mate. Well, listen, all the best with the team. Only three going around. Let's hope that we can get at least one when we're out of the three. All the best for Sunday, John.
Thanks, Peter.